Welcome to Likely Stories, a monthly review of fiction, biographies, poetry, or nonfiction. I'm Jim McKeown. Anita Bruckner won the Booker Prize in 1984 for Hotel du Lac. As with many of her books, the main character runs to escape and struggle with demons in the present or past. She has written 24 novels, and her latest is Strangers. Now, this might seem boring, mining the same plotline over and over, but she draws her characters as finely as a detailed, realistic painting. Not surprisingly, Bruckner has spent years teaching art history in England. Furthermore, each of these characters deals with the escape and resolution in an entirely different manner. Paul Sturgis has retired from a responsible position at a bank, and gradually he's shucking off all his old associations. Several women inhabit his real and imagined world at the moment. Bruckner writes, "The illusion once again proves superior to the reality. Air was his element, weightlessness his ideal condition." This sums up Paul's problems with indecisiveness and an inability to put his foot down when he knows he should, and in fact plan to do so. Reflecting on the memory of a childhood friend, Paul recalls waving to a woman every day as he passed her father's shop. They had lost touch, she writes, had lost sight of each other, and would never meet again, never raise their hands in acknowledgement as they passed each other on the street. That was what growing up did to some friendships, and growing older failed to redeem them. But somehow the memory persisted, in the strangest of ways, and she would appear to him in dreams, unaltered, much as she had been when first encountered on her way to school. Paul enjoys reading and mentions Henry James on numerous occasions. That connection carries a lot of weight, since I could not help thinking of James's story, The Beast in the Jungle. In this long, marvelous story, John Marcher has difficulty communicating his feelings and loses an opportunity for a relationship with a woman who loved him. Finally, late in life, he has a chance to make amends, but he reverts to his old behavior and loses her again. Bruckner delves as deeply into Paul Sturgis's psyche as James does Marcher's, only she composes her sentences to a much more manageable length. I've been a long time away from Bruckner, and now I need to find 6 missing novels and fill in the gaps. If you've never read Bruckner or never heard of her, start with Hotel du Lac. If you like psychological fiction and interesting characters and absorbing situations, you'll be hooked. 5 stars. I hope you've enjoyed our first review. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcomed and encouraged. Use the comments section of kwbu.org. You can also hear this and other local segments online at kwbu.org.